Industrial Talk Podcast. Go big in just 6 minutes a day. Building a legacy of success in a rapidly changing industrial market.
All right, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. Let's make this a wonderful day. I hope you're having a good day. Thank you very much for joining. My name is Scott McKenzie. I'm ready to rock and roll. Let's get going. Okay. We're going to talk a little bit today about what is your customer's passion, because that's really important. It is. Let's be candid here. Yesterday, we talked about what is your offer and how do you line that offer with your customer's expectations. If it doesn't meet, once again, if it doesn't meet their need, if it doesn't say, hey, I've got a problem, your solution, your service relieves me of that pain, I'm ready to go with you. Barring all of the no, like, and trust, you know, if you're not a nice person, they're not going to do business with you. So let's just be upfront and candid there with that particular reality. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about what is your customer's passion. So when you start to dig deep, you've got an offer. When you start to dig deep, you've got to understand your customer's passion. That only comes through conversation. You're going to have that conversation, and it's got to be customer-facing. If it's not customer-facing, then it's not going to be of value to what you're trying to do, because you're trying to help your customer be successful and to use your product or your service achieves their goal of success. So I've got four categories when you sit down and you talk to your industrial customer. Okay, first off, it's going to be different. It's going to be weird. It's going to be something that, like, oh, you want to talk to me? So let's just do it. You got to do it. So there's these 4 points. First off, understand their want, right? What do they want? What is their problem? What is their want? Do they want to increase sales? Do they want to increase their market? Do they want to eliminate a problem? You're going to have that conversation. What is their want? And be customer focused, be customer directed. You want to know what they want. That's your want. You want to know that because it's important to know. What do they want? That's number one, their want. What are their fears? Their fear is going to be, hey, if I go down this road with you, and I mean, it can be a number of things, but if I go down this road with you, will it achieve what I want? That's the fear, because I'm going to say yes. If I say yes, will I achieve the desired want? And that is whatever, increase sales, increase my market, increase whatever, eliminate this pain. That is going to be their fears. You've got to understand their fear and be able to address it in your strategies or solutions. Makes sense, right? So we got want, number one, fear, number two, and the thing is number three. The number three thing is, what do they stand for? This starts talking to the soul of that individual, the soul of that company. The what do they stand for? Do they stand for improving the community? Do they stand for, I don't like the way this company does what they do, and I'm not going to do that? And that's all important information for you to understand about your customer. Because once again, it's about how your services or solution or product helps them succeed. That's the bottom line. So what do they stand for? What's that soul, that industrial soul that they stand for? And that gets down to the conversation and the bottom line. I stand for, me personally, I stand for the fact that I want to do everything I possibly can to help you succeed. You do the best you possibly can, and the content needs to reflect that, period. What does your customer stand for? And then finally, what are they against? What just grinds their gears? What are they just like, okay, I just can't stand that. One of the things that me personally have a struggle with, and that is I don't like to be late. I don't like to work with people who are late. And I don't particularly care to engage with individuals that are not committed to doing the hard work. I'm just not. So find out what that company is against. So what we've got four things. Okay? Write them down. One, what does your customers want? Two, what's their fears? Three, what do they stand for? And what are they against? Those are all four very important components. Now, what we're going to do in the next episode is we're going to talk a little bit about how do we align that. Okay? How do we align that with your customers' expectations? So that's what we got. Thank you once again for joining the Industrial Talk podcast. Let's make it a great day because you guys are wonderful. I'm passionate about you. You are the heroes in this story. Don't ever forget that. And if you need to reach out to me, go to industrialtalk.com and reach out to me. I'm an open book. Got it, I'm an open book. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day. I will talk to you tomorrow.